It is not your usual papal visit which begins this Monday. It is obvious to everyone who wanders through the streets of La Habana these days. The visit is almost invisible. We are in year 54 of the revolution, and the signs of the times tell of changes, beginning with small economic measures. However, this does not change the overall relationship between church and state. There is no public advertisement in La Habana, no billboards, no one tries to sell anything in the loud and visible way. To the Western eye, this is rather relaxing for a change. However, this also goes for the papal visit. There are hardly any pictures or banners welcoming Benedict XVI. There are some minor posters hanging on lampposts, but that is about it. The people on the streets, however, know about their visitor. Alejandro, for example, he wears his rosary like a necklace for the occasion. On a normal Monday, he would be working in a small shop producing Cuba's famous cigars, but since all Havana has 2 days off, he enjoys his day. Later he will go to the airport to greet the Pope. In the parish around the corner, there are special prayer services for the visit. The people there wish for stimuli for their faith and for their small but ever-growing community. The journalists mostly went to the Church of Santa Rita on Sunday. There, in the quarter of the town where the embassies are located, there they wanted to contact the Damas en Blanco, women who protest against the imprisonment of members of their family. The parish priest, Father José Félix, who also serves as Deputy Secretary General of the National Conference of Bishops, had to admonish the assembled visitors with their cameras not to disturb the service. Afterwards, some of the ladies in white told us that they will attend the papal mass, but not dressed in white. They want to celebrate with the Pope, not demonstrate. A lot of preparation went into this visit, organizational as well as diplomatical, although this is not really visible in the streets. However, and in this all the people I could talk to agree, it will, like its predecessor, leave a changed church and, as many people hope, a changed country. From Havana, Father Bernd Hagenkort.